Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1694, Why I'm Letting Go of Control, by Felicia Renee of thefeliciarenee.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday, and welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or OLD, where I read blogs to you for free. It's an award-winning podcast thanks to you, and thank you to the authors for giving me permission. Couldn't do it without them. I have a brand new one for you today, Felicia Renee. I'll tell you about her right after the reading, so for now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Why I'm Letting Go of Control, by Felicia Renee of thefeliciarenee.com. I've always been a perfectionist, which in turn makes me want to be in control of almost every situation. If I think back to high school, I was class president every year, captain of sports teams, volleyball, basketball, and softball, and the alto section leader for ensemble. And you can probably guess I always had to be in charge. As you can probably imagine, during college, I stayed on my path of being in control. I worked part-time jobs, volunteered, took 21 credit hours each semester to receive 2 degrees and a certificate on time, stayed active in student organizations, and more. It wasn't until then that not being able to be in control of everything truly bothered me. It made me realize that I can't control everything no matter how hard I try. Still, I persisted to control every single situation. It wasn't until a few months ago that I realized I couldn't control every single situation. I'll be honest, this is a really hard post for me to write, because once it is written, it comes to fruition that I truly have to let certain things go. Having control is one reason why minimalism had become perfect for me. It was something I could do in control. I could control all my possessions and every aspect of them in my life. But lately I realized that I was controlling too much in my life instead of living in the present and allowing things to be as they are. For me, that's what minimalism is all about. However, I realized that the determining factor in me wanting to let go of control was things were happening that were beyond my control. Why I'm letting go of control. The initial thought of letting go of control is hard for me. I like to be in control, but at the same time, I've noticed that it is hindering my personality and well-being. I've learned a few things in this process, and I'm slowly but surely making progress. A few weeks ago, I hit an all-time high with burnout. It was the first time in my life where I got extremely ill, my self-care fell to the wayside, and I was just overworked. I was trying to do way too much even after taking a blogging break. I realized that I need a little bit more time to focus on myself in order to put my well-being first, work on some personal things, and get back to blogging full-time with consistency. I realized that one of the main reasons why I had such horrible burnout was because I didn't have clear goals to achieve with actionable steps. I tried to perfect my way through everything and control every situation. It came to a head, and I knew that I couldn't do that anymore. That's why I've decided to let go of control and perfection, take back my life, and live it to the fullest. Here are 5 things I've learned as I've embarked on this journey. Number 1, perfectionism can hinder your progress. I've definitely realized that nothing will ever be perfect. As much as I try to control everything and make everything perfect, I can never live up to those standards. Realizing that nothing will ever be perfect has made me very honest with myself, which, as we can all probably admit, is a very hard thing to do. Don't you agree? Number 2, learn from your mistakes. Once I became honest with myself about how I've allowed expectations and things beyond my control control me, I was able to move forward and learn from the things I've done and mistakes I've made. Sometimes things go as you plan them, but when they don't, I no longer want to beat myself up about it. Number 3, let go of impossible standards. I will admit I've set some pretty impossible standards for myself without any actionable goals or plans to achieve them. one of them being to stick to an evening routine and don't stay up too late. What does that even mean? Does staying up too late mean staying up past 10 p.m. or 3 a.m.? It's all relative. Instead, I've considered what I'd like my evening routine to consist of, like brushing my teeth, doing my skincare routine, turning off my phone, and reading a book. That's more achievable no matter what time I decide to wind down at night. I'm also still learning to let go of the expectations of others and doing what makes me truly happy. Getting people to like me or getting people to agree with everything that I do is tiresome. Let's face it, not everyone will like you or agree with everything you do. It could be as simple as cutting your hair or deciding to move to another city. You can never please everyone. Number 4, live in the present. I've allowed fear to control so much of my life, and that has hindered me from living fully in the present. Just because someone doesn't agree with my opinion, that shouldn't stop me from pursuing what I want. Number 5, consider what you can control. There are a few things in life that I can control, a few of them being slowing down and enjoying life, learning more, stop worrying about things that don't matter, and taking care of myself. Since I'm learning to focus on what I can control instead of what I can't, I'm able to rid myself of social standards and fake ideologies of who I should be. I'm able to decrease the amount of anxiety and stress in my life by having a better appreciation of life. Life is a great thing and something that should be enjoyed, from the simple things like taking my dog for a walk to the greater accomplishments like graduating from college. Since I'm beginning to let go of control, I'm gaining emotional stability by letting go of perfectionistic tendencies. I'm human, so at times I will have slip-ups and try to control situations, but that's life. Although I no longer want things to control me, instead, I want to live life freely. You just listened to the post titled "Why I'm Letting Go of Control" by Felicia Renee of thefeliciarenee.com. A thank you to Felicia. She's a self-proclaimed minimalist that is constantly challenging the narrative as living a minimalist or intentional lifestyle doesn't have to be boring. Come by The Felicia Renee for more. And you can also find her on Instagram and Pinterest at The Felicia Renee. It means a lot when you visit our authors online after they give me permission to narrate their content. So thank you again to Felicia, but that'll do it for today. Thank you for being here and listening every day. And I'll be back over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.